Happy Sunday. Welcome back to another round of Stand and Fight here with Nick Schroer, Dr. Phil Valencia. Eric Michael is back.
We missed you.
I love you.
Passionately is the key word here. And we've got a lot of breaking news tonight. Maybe the night, Phil. The opponent that is alleging so many horrendous things in my race, we have offered earlier in the week for them to come in to bring all of the proof, which we know won't be proof, but we'll get to that after we discuss what happened this week and kicking into gear an incredible week where we will be voting on Tuesday. So this is a week that we saw a actual recession happen. The mayor of New York City is actually, despite the new terms and the new definitions in the dictionary of what a recession is, the new mayor of New York, who's a Democrat, by the way, is acknowledging, yes, we are officially in a recession. Why is it that that the Democrats are, I know they like to change things. They like to say, hey, we're the party of science, but there can be 15,000 genders. You know, they like to say they're the party of science, but they don't acknowledge life begins at conception. Now they're trying to change definitions. Now we're seeing that definitions online are changing. Eric, how are they able to get away with saying, well, while it's hitting us right in the face that we are in a recession, that that really doesn't apply? That's not what we're in right now.
Well, I think right now they're trying to do a little CYA because they know that the votes are going to come out, and the people that have been seeing the devastating effects that Biden and his whole administration has, I mean, they've been wreaking havoc on the United States citizens and, you know, and everyone in this country on his policies, whether it's, you know, trying to be conservative with his energy and the Green New Deal and, you know, all of his failed attempts, you know, to beg for more oil, even though he just keeps selling millions and millions of barrels of oil, you know, overseas to China.
From our reserve.
From our own reserve. It's like the lowest it's been in, what, like 50-something years. And it's just one excuse after another. And when he was on his campaign trail, he always said that I'm not going to blame anyone. The buck stops here. It's all on me. I'm not going to pass it off like my previous, you know.
Well, and he also said that he was going to ensure that we get rid of fossil fuels.
Yeah, he did. And then he backtracked and said, no, I didn't say that. Yes. I didn't say that. You know, on this campaign trail to the people when they confronted him about all that, he said, oh, I didn't say that. And then you have video evidence, but we all know Floppy Joe. He just goes back and forth.
Come on, man.
I don't get a feeling that he has any absolutes in his, you know, there's no resolve in what his foundation of what he has as far as his character, his policies. There's none of that.
Well, I don't think he's the only one. As Phil's best friend, Adam Schiff, had come out this week saying that while some maintain that two consecutive quarters of falling real GDP constitute a recession, this is Adam Schiff's words. That is neither the official definition nor the way economists evaluate the state of the business cycle. But when you actually look at the definition, it is a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced, generally identified by a fall in GDP in two successive quarters. That's what we're seeing right now. So, Phil, I know you have the pipeline right to Adam Schiff. What is his problem? Why can't he just acknowledge the truth that, yeah, these economic policies of this administration are hurting or killing the American people, are killing the economy, and we are, in fact, in a recession?
Well, I did get an email just yesterday from Team Schiff. You know, I read these things, and I try to keep it a centered sort of opinion, whereas, you know, pretend I'm just sort of neutral. Mm. And it's just so obvious that they're in trouble. He's looking for money, and he says that that McCarthy is outraising him dramatically. I think the reason he doesn't want to admit what's really going on is he's just, for some reason, he just really is the political class. You know, he really doesn't ever want to go back to regular society. He wants to live as a creature in the machine of liberal politics. And
well,
I can't understand
a
person like that at all.
This seems to be a problem that we're seeing not only on the national level, just from Democrats, but from Republicans too. Here in the state of Missouri, we have elected officials that are lying to your face, lying to you, all the while trying to take your tax dollars. They want to be elevated to a position, and it's not just in my race. although it has happened, and I'm hoping any second now the door will open and my opponent will come in with all of the facts. But the fact is, in races like Ben Brown in Franklin County, he is a former mixed martial artist.
Yeah.
And they're misconstruing the facts and telling you this guy's violent. He's been in so many fights. Well, when you dig into it, and you're like, well, actually, yes, he was in fights that were professional fights. This garbage needs to stop. I think it should be a crime. I think it should be some sort of penalty to have individuals like my opponent, like Adam Schiff, like the political establishment, lying to the people. Now, do the flip test. Do the Tony Colombo flip test. If you lie to the government, what happens?
You're in big trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, big trouble.
Yeah.
You're in jail. You're in prison. You're fined.
Lots of fines.
You're fined. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It costs you money.
So why can't we apply that same pressure to deter the people that are in an elected office or running for office, deter them from ever spreading mistruth, from ever lying? That's where I think Donald Trump was incredible at exposing the hypocrisy, at exposing the fake news that is happening not only in D.C., but it's happening everywhere. The establishment, the swamp, is thick. And I always think of, what was it, the Swamp Man or Swamp Thing?
Swamp Thing,
I remember that growing up. And every time Donald Trump would talk about the swamp, I just imagine, you know, Mitch McConnell coming out, seaweed dripping all over him. But it's, I mean, it's happening in both parties. It's happening in the media. I mean, just think about this. If a recession was hitting a Republican president, I can guarantee to you those same definitions would still be blasted all over social media, all over CNN. But what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. How are we going to stop that? I mean, from a layman's standpoint, what do you guys want to see in a bill that I've promised to move forward? I promised, hey, get me in the Senate. We're going to address this. We're going to address it just like we did with the heartbeat bill of mine, with the police officer's bill of rights and stopping defunding of the police, both of which I filed and both of which my opponent has said he is responsible for. But we'll get to that once he walks in. But what do you all want to see in a bill? What do you want to see someone thrown in jail? Do you want to see somebody fined? How are we going to stop the spreading of fake news when people want to use our tax dollars to make themselves rich?
I'd like for there to be some way to keep all of the receipts, all of their claims that they've made when they actually have fact checkers. And I'm not talking people that are paid by one party or the other. I mean, a completely just like an auditor of truth to go through. And if you said this and it actually had some kind of adverse reaction, any adverse effects on our economy or prevented other people to succeeding, that they should be held accountable for what they say.
Right.
I mean, the same thing goes when somebody accuses somebody of rape. Even though it's not true, when it's not true, the person that makes the allegation, damage has been done, reputations have been ruined, and yet there's nothing that happens. I mean, I would like to see something like that. So especially in the political arena, when the decisions that they make have effects not just with their local, it can actually spread into a greater area. So, and especially in the age of misinformation, we definitely need to have that. And I'm not talking, you know, stopping freedom of speech. I'm not talking, you know, having the Ministry of Truth or whatever they tried to pass. Because we all know that if it's run through the government or the media, it's not going to be, you know.
But if it's something, I mean, if you were encouraging, and I think all of us can agree, we want people to exercise freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
If you think somebody is a rhino or Republican in name only, and you can actually pinpoint their votes like we have in this campaign, go for it. But if you want to sit there and say, okay, well, this guy's a pedophile, or this guy raped 17 animals in 1972, if you don't have proof of that, to your point, there should be consequences to using your free speech. It's like if you walk in and scream fire in a burning building. Okay, there or not in a burning building, because of course there would be
a damn fire
in a movie theater. Yeah, there are consequences to free speech. If you're going to come out there and say, look, you're voting for Bernie Sanders this year, great, that's your own prerogative, but I'm going to start asking you hard policy questions.
Right.
Phil, what do you think needs to happen in the state of Missouri or even nationwide in regard to ensuring we have ethics, that we have morals, that we have truth in elections.
I don't know. I don't want to see, I don't want to hear negative ads that I just know from the second I hear them, they're just BS.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that because I know that's a waste of my time. But one thing you could say about an opponent that no one could argue is that they were censured. Because if they were, they were. And if they were, that means that they have a strike, so to speak, like on the record. And that can't be disputed. That can be checked in a Google search or whatever, you know, to make sure. Because if you know somebody's been censured by their own party, you know that they are, I don't know what you would call it, a level down, a demotion, or whatever you want to call it. It should matter. It should matter. If this guy, if somebody's lying about you on the radio, Nick, and he gets away with it, something should happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Win or lose, you either of you win, lose. It shouldn't matter.
When we talk to attorneys and they've indicated, basically, since you're in the public light, and I've talked to candidates, I've talked to people that are in office currently that have been smeared, their spouses have been smeared, there have been allegations, criminal activity, and attorneys are saying, look, the judges toss these things out because you're in the public light.
Okay.
And it's basically up for
the turf.
Right.
Okay, but what about inside the party, the RNC? What about the people that, you know, that hold their standards?
That is a big thing that's happening right now. We've got the most incumbents in state government, the most Republican incumbents being challenged in the House and the Senate.
No kidding.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's showing you that there is a massive split in the party that needs to be addressed, or the pendulum could have swung where the Democrats take back control. They're too bat something crazy right now that the pendulum's not going to swing. The people of Missouri do not want socialism. They do not want defunding the police. They do not want men in women's locker rooms. That's why they haven't taken control. But these Republicans that are masquerading as conservatives, that's what the true issue is. So we've got these country club Republicans, the George W. Bush types, sure. The Mitt Romneys, the John McCains,
sure.
versus the Nick Schroer, Ron DeSantis, yeah. Donald Trumps, that want to take the bull by the horns and say, we're tired of playing patty cake with the Democrats. We're tired of trying to do this quote unquote bipartisan stuff because you guys keep taking away our rights. You guys keep increasing our taxes. You guys keep making it to where now I have to pay $5 a gallon for gas. So that's why you're not seeing in any state. Just look back at 2020 when there were so many red flags in so many different states about election integrity. You know, was this a lawful election? Go.
There was a letdown of the party.
Oh, right yeah. There. And you had half of the party saying, we have to do something. We have to challenge us. Then you had the other half of the party saying, nope, that's just how the cookie crumbles.
But I think something that would be kind of good with the as far as election integrity, when you have these, like you said, I hate seeing the negative ads. Like, I don't want to spend all my time focusing on what's wrong with this person. Yeah. I want to focus on what can they do to actually help. So why not
look
if
at
they're
Eric
going
Greitens.
To make, yeah. yeah
these are allegations
these claims,
that it's just an allegation. And I did family law for several years. And I know, I mean, these things have not been actually found to be true. They're mere allegations. If they are true, yes, it says a lot about character. But you're spending millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to distract people. It's
yep.
happening in my race. It's happening in the Greitens race. And they're putting things out there so you're not looking at the record to say, okay, that's why my taxes are still high. That's why this hasn't been addressed, because that person is useless as tits on a boar hog.
Yep.
And that's why I think, I mean, this needs to be addressed. You know, there's so much that has happened this week, and we'll get to it. This is the day that we are inviting the opponent to come in and unveil all of his facts, all of his evidence, because our evidence doesn't match up. Take the whole hour if you want. Take the after show. So any minute this could be happening. We're still waiting for Cori Bush, who never accepted our invite either. So maybe those two will be in the same camp. But we've got so much more that we're going to discuss that happened this week. Biden, COVID 2.0, even though he's had Uber vaxes and boosters. Keep standing. Keep fighting. We'll be right back.
Come on.
Come on, man. We'll be right back. trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
The Fox News Digital Review shows at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates met with then Vice President Biden, ranging from Mexican billionaires to a former Colombian president to Ukrainian and Russian energy executives. Yet Biden consistently denies it.
There it is, folks. It's happening right before our very eyes. Stand and fight, Nick Schroer. We are back in the SR1 studios and on News Talk STL, listening to what transpired at the end of the week. Eric, I think you didn't even know about this.
No, I haven't heard that one yet.
14 business associates of crackhead Hunter are now connected with meeting Biden when he was vice president.
So I thought he didn't talk about his business deals with the son.
Well, we don't talk about Bruno, and we saw how that worked out. And yes, Joe Biden did say he never talked about his business dealings, and hopefully we'll see how this works out as well. Was it Encanto?
Yeah, Encanto, I think it is. Or
I think it's Encanto.
Yeah.
We will see.
Wait, what are we talking about here?
The Disney. You don't talk about Bruno.
I don't know that movie.
You need to find out, but I can't talk about it.
Okay.
Because we don't talk about Bruno. But, I mean, what do you think this is going to get any teeth? Do you think this is going to get any legs? Because we keep hearing, you know, there's the laptop. Nah, there really wasn't the laptop. That's something that's made up. No, actually, we found out that, yes, there is the laptop.
Right.
And then we had these tech-savvy guys getting into his phone. That's very...
disturbing.
It's disturbing, the things that they brought up. Now, you've got the president, who was vice president, and he's lied both times. But this goes back to... you remember that video. The video when he was vice president talking about the prosecutor and
the
telling
quid
him...
Yeah, the quid pro
Joe. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that never happened, according to... Biden, according to the Democrats. But how can we continue going down this path and just saying that this never happened? Isn't it concerning? I mean,
very concerning. I mean, you had no evidence, and yet you had how many different investigations against Trump?
Mm-hmm.
You have mountains of evidence now against the Biden family, and yet they're doing no investigations. And when you try to talk about it, we can't talk about potential ongoing investigations. And yet they were just loud and proud with every little thing. And when you find out that it was fake and still nothing, even though these are what some of these are felonies, and they're not, nobody's being charged with them, you know, and yet there you go. So no, I doubt anything's going to happen.
Well, here's a quick piece before we go to the doctor for his analysis. Here's a quick piece from Matt Gaetz.
Is Hunter Biden a national security threat?
That's not a question that would come up before me, Congressman.
You're the head of the National Security Division, so it seems sort of on the nose. Where's the laptop? Do you know where Hunter Biden's laptop is?
Again, I'm not going to talk about any potential ongoing investigations as I sit here.
Do you know where it is?
I'm not going to talk about any ongoing investigations.
It's the same song and dance that we're going to hear all the time. That was this week, right before the Fox News alert.
Okay.
This Matt Gaetz interchange with the Matthew Olson, the Assistant Attorney General, National Security Division.
Man.
That happened the day prior. So all of this is happening in D.C., maybe this is why we're hearing Joe Biden, who just said, I'm healthy. Everything's fine. Now he's got COVID again.
Yeah.
Now they're getting a nope. Yep, you're going to the back room
rebound
again.
Rebound COVID.
And speaking of, okay.
Schlong COVID?
No, that's the monkeypox.
Oh, right.
Come on,
I got
man.
It wrong. Sorry. So putting your tinfoil hat on, did you guys see the video from earlier in the week? There were two videos when, I guess, Bunker Biden was still... in quarantine. There were the two different videos. His eyes looked totally different. One of them, he didn't even blink.
Yeah.
He didn't even blink halfway. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he got like a shot of adrenaline just so he could stand up and know where he's supposed to stand. But it was like a minute long you know, where he's talking about you can't be pro-America if you're pro-insurrection. You can't be pro-this if you're pro-that. Uh-huh. Well, the whole time he's talking, I mean, it looked like maybe he got a little Parmesan from his son.
And you know how his eyes typically look. His eyes are not big, wide-eyed.
No.
But in the one video, it looked like the wrinkly old Joe Biden who'd been, you know, in the crypt with Nancy Pelosi, the crypt keeper, for 185 years. In the other video, yes, it looked like him and Charlie Sheen had been partying too much right. in the back room drinking tiger blood. And there's a lot of people on social media saying, you know, look at this, look at this, look at this. It's not the same person. Now, I'm not saying that, but I did show my wife the deep fakes. She didn't know what the deep fakes were.
Okay.
And Phil, are you familiar
I
with?
Am.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So there's the Tom Cruise deep fake, the Queen of England deep fake. And it's scary to think that, okay, well, that could be happening.
Yeah. Yeah. There's mask technology where they can literally just slip on this silicone, mask, and it covers like your whole head, your whole face. And you can't even tell the difference between the real person and the fake person.
Hmm.
So it's, I don't want to say
I want somebody
that
to do that with
bit,
me.
Right. But I don't want to say that it's definitely happening. But I mean, sometimes when you come out, like they've had pictures. Well, look at the earlobes, you know, because some earlobes have
the
that
color
little
of
droop.
His eyes. The
some
ear,
of them are connected straight. And it's a little crazy. That's when
people
try to talk about lizard people. But I mean, it you laugh. There's some crazy people out there.
Well, speaking of lizard people. Phil, is that the door? Is my opponent coming in?
No.
Okay.
No.
That must have been a bird. Mm. But speaking of crazy things, the hypocrisy with the vaccines, the shots. You know, previously we heard individuals like Joe Biden and many others talking about, look, if you get vaxxed, you won't get it. Now they're saying that never happened. We even heard Joe Biden saying this.
It's vaxxed or masked.
And it didn't work either way, Joe.
Nope.
And now you're seeing the directors describing a situation, giving updates on Joe Biden like this.
He slept well last night. He ate his breakfast and lunch. He actually showed me his plate. Didn't ask about the menu, but I did see an empty plate with crumbs and I have some guesses.
Such a good boy.
Okay. I took five bites, Mr. Doctor.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to say, personally, that is funny and it's not. I mean, Reagan, after he'd been, nearly assassinated last couple of years, they say he was really kind of not, whatever, and it's sad stuff. Man, that's our president. That's the commander of our United States Army.
It makes
forces.
You really wonder.
He
okay.
has the codes for our nukes.
Oh, shut up, man. I can't hear that.
Right.
Don't tell me that, dude.
Right.
He was supposedly, this guy was supposedly on the phone with leadership in China for over 2 hours.
What? From your perspective, what is maybe, are you able to prioritize what risks are greater or less security risk? That's a tough question because who knows for certain, but.
No idea what he's talking about. Under the Trump administration, it was, I want to see the transcripts. He spoke to this president. He spoke to this prime minister. I want to see the transcripts. Well, for crying out loud, I would love to see the transcripts of was it President Xi and Joe Biden? Let's see those for 2 hours because I can't even follow this guy for 15 seconds, let alone 2 hours.
I honestly do not know why they just continue to just push it aside. I mean, everybody knows about it. So the only people that don't acknowledge that he has a problem is Joe Biden and his administration. Everybody else, they can see it.
Mm-hmm.
They know. I mean, everybody has had a relative or someone that they knew that has towards the end,
Alzheimer's, dementia.
Right. I mean, I've seen it a couple different times in my family. I can see the telltale signs.
Well, don't forget, because you had a couple shows ago or whatever, we did a clip with, I think it was one of the after shows, we did a clip where he was talking to some old senior citizens. Remember he was talking about?
Yeah.
Look how sharp he was. Biden is known in back in the day for his whole career as being a very sharp dude.
Right.
And that's kind of why he's been able to be part of the political class for his whole life.
Right.
Like, politician since you guys were
Well, and yeah, before
diapers.
I was even
like,
alive.
I don't know.
Yeah. We have enough, you know, the archives with the clips and stuff, he was very articulate. He could stay on point. Yeah. Whether he was stealing other people's material or lying through his teeth, yeah, right. He could still, he could still, you know, maintain, you know, the semblance of an intelligent conversation. Now, I mean, he thinks he's got to show his doctor, hey, I ate all my food.
You would think that being in politics, being in government for that long, being the vice president for that long, 8 years, you would be able to negotiate a darn good deal. But instead, we get this.
Really going to trade a man convicted of selling weapons intended to kill innocent people, including Americans, for Griner? Griner has a track record of vocally crapping on the USA and our national anthem and symbols, so her desire to get back here is a refreshing change of heart, but still, I'll repeat, merchant of death.
That was Tommy Lahren speaking the truth, not the common sense champion yet. Not yet. But you've got the Democrats that are talking about weapons of war and killing our people, but yet we turned so many guns, so many military weapons over to the Taliban, and now you're trading a war criminal, a mastermind of destruction and death, for a friggin' WNBA woke basketball player?
Makes no sense.
Who wholly disregarded the law of another nation?
Yeah. I mean, where's the outrage over, you know, the stuff that, you know, with Snowden? I mean, all he did was expose all the crimes and the criminals in the NSA, and yet now they're hunting him down. What about Julian Assange? That, I mean, all he did was, you know, show how corrupt all these, you know, you can't even call them, some of these aren't even politicians, they're war criminals.
Yeah.
And yet now he's being extradited.
Well, if you remember, this is the same, well, a lot of people think that Obama is the puppet master here. I kind of believe it now because he is the same guy that traded four Taliban leaders for Bo Bergdahl.
Right.
Who hated our nation, who left on his own merit? Like, this is the worst. Now I can see why the economy's in shambles, because these people have no friggin' clue what they're doing. But I will give them this. If their aim is to destroy America, if their aim is to further divide us, then they are succeeding. Because now this week we have seen that segregation is the new black. A restaurant in Portland, Oregon is now pushing for segregation. They're pushing forth to promote racial equity. They're separating diners based upon race. Blacks sit over here, whites sit over there. Phil, how are we not seeing history repeat itself? Instead of calling them colored folk, they're people of color. Instead of seeing that we should judge not by the color of skin, we judge by the content of character. Well, not anymore, because we're going to do that with critical race theory in our schools. And now we are going backwards in promoting segregation.
Well, he lost me at Portland, Oregon.
Old Chaz.
Remember that? Oh, my gosh. Chaz, wow. I think we have to just, and I see this happening, and I'm very optimistic about young black, especially men, right now, and I'm seeing that they're turning on to soul. There's a really good viral video I meant to send you guys of somebody going off on rap and the messages of rap that are
crime
current.
Rhyme.
And he does a great job of just, you know, basically. But no, I think that I would say the best way to in the modern era, it would be to try to turn off any senses of that of race in general. Just stop thinking about it. Who was it that said that? One Denzel or somebody? Somebody said they just stop thinking about it. That's when racism will end.
Yeah,
just
Morgan Freeman.
That's it.
Morgan Freeman. Morgan, so this guy's not black. I know we've got a little over a minute left, but this is Tom McDonnell, a former pro wrestler, white Canadian, spitting a lot of truth.
Names, embrace them and they'll never cause you pain. They're just words that another person thought up in their brain. They're just names. They do not define you, that's insane. And they'll just call you something different if you change. Call me racist, I don't make no BLM donations. I can stand with black folks without a branded corporation. All this systemic prejudice, if you live in this nation, you privileged, black or Caucasian.
call me transphobic, but I support you in your policies. I just can't ignore the very basics of biology. All I see is men and women trying to live in harmony, not 100 genders that you wanna be. Call me snowflake, cause I'm offended, I ain't stone-faced. Social justice warriors destroying us with woke ways. Mad because they voted for the POTUS with the most hate. Man, I miss the old days. Call me loser, call me bigot, call me stupid, call me bitter, call me ugly, call me cracker, call me doucher, call me triggered. You can call me what you want, cause at the end of the day, man, they're just names.
That was Tom McDonald.
That's what I'm talking about. That's happening right now. There's a whole industry, not maybe an industry, that might be a little bit presumptuous, but something's going on in that community. And they're, I don't want to say waking.
No, people are waking up.
But they are waking up from a long, long slumber. And
Well, don't go to sleep yet, because we've got so much more. My opponent, we have thrown down the gauntlet and said, bring the facts, homie. We'll see if he comes in round three. News Talk STL SR1, stand and fight. We'll be right back. We are back. We are live here on SR1, News Talk STL, waiting very patiently for the evidence of claims that have been made on You Know Who. But while we wait, we're going to play a little game. We're going to play What's Happening Now, and we're going to show you what somebody said in the past. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready. This is Anthony Fauci. That was this week.
That actually, we have no idea what effect the COVID vaccines might have on women's fertility, on their menstrual cycles. Wait a second. Remember when suggesting that could get you bounced off of Twitter and Facebook as a conspiracy theorist? Well, it turns out it's true. Here's Tony Fauci.
There's been a number of studies. New York Times just did one about menstruating cycles and how that is affected by vaccines.
Yeah, though, well, the menstrual thing is something that seems to be quite transient and temporary. That's the point. That's one of the points. We need to study it more.
That was Tucker Carlson highlighting Dr. Fauci's new positions. New positions. We got to study it more. That's just temporary.
The menstrual thing.
Yeah. Not a big deal. I mean, human fertility... You know, keeping our population alive and well and thriving.
Okay, you guys are hearing things, right? Yes. About girls having problems in this.
Well, yes. Both of our wives are in healthcare. So, I mean, we've had a magnifying glass on this. Okay. But anyone who's paid attention to Dr. Fauci has known that he's a fraud based upon what he said many, many years ago.
To believe that a vaccine against AIDS may be impossible to make and too dangerous to test.
If you take it and then a year goes by and everybody's fine, then you say, okay, that's good. Now let's give it to 500 people. And then a year goes by and everything's fine. You say, well, then now let's give it to thousands of people. And then you find out that it takes 12 years for all hell to break loose. And then what have you done?
But we can't question it. Nope. We can't question, hey, is this really the right thing for me to do? Is this really something that I know enough information about to put into my body? And now, to your point, Phil, yes, there are many people questioning the fertility issues, the long-term effects. I don't know why this isn't getting more coverage, because you even have Dr. Burke. Dr. Burke, in real time, we have what she said just a couple, I think it was a year ago, and now her story is changing. You've had a little bit of information on Dr. Fauci, his involvement with the AIDS vaccine. Why was that never brought up? I mean, why did people not just like ultimately discredit him as soon as he got back on the scene?
They were, I mean, it was like torch and pitchforks back in the day. I think they had protests in San Francisco and other cities where, you know, the gay community was, you know, a little bit widespread. And he was using AZT, which was a cancer treatment drug. They pulled it because it was actually killing the patients instead of saving them. But I guess because they figured, hey, we have so much of this, we need to go ahead and just repurpose it. Just use it off-label. But you can't use ivermectin. That's horse paste. You can't use off-label there.
Right.
Let's use something that can actually kill people. So, yeah, from the 80s, he was wrong about AIDS completely. And it's funny that he brings up, you do it in a year, you wait, you do it another 500, you wait a year.
But guess what? 15 years later.
Thousands. Hey, 12 years later, what have you done? Okay, now you're going to rush through a vaccine that took, what, 9 months?
Exactly what they did.
Yeah, they rushed it through. And when people said, whoa, 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 we just want to see what are the long-term effects. The science is settled. And yet what happens? Every single time something comes up.
Here's Dr. Burke, another one of the minds that the leftist media said, now you have to believe them. You have to believe science. This is Dr. Burke from December of 2020 versus July of 2022.
To achieve herd immunity is going to take through the summer and potentially even into the fall. That's getting, you know, 70, 80% of Americans immunized.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. It will, but let's be very clear. 50% of the people who died from the Omicron surge were older, vaccinated.
Huh.
Wow.
It seems like there's an echo in here from many of the conservatives that were saying the exact same thing. Now we have Biden, COVID 2.0. I'm hoping that this is a moment of clarity where people can finally see that government involvement in our lives needs to stop. We saw what it did to businesses. We saw what it's done to the minds of our kids. And this is why, guys, are you ready for it? This is, in a nutshell, as a candidate, as a Missourian, as a man, I just want to tell you what my philosophy on government involvement in our lives should be. And it is this.
Leave me alone, please leave me alone.
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 Kado jaake mukna hai daso lagdon.
Leave me alone, please leave me alone.
Simple as that. Leave me the hell alone. Stay out of my life. And if somebody's going to try and infringe upon my rights, at least have my back when I say that's not going to happen. I love that guy. I don't know who he is, but
you definitely love that guy.
Yeah.
Because you've been playing that all night. And now I want like curry and I want to like,
get some shawarma.
I just want the whole, I want the whole album.
You do want that.
I want to see what track four is.
Yeah. You do, don't you? Yes, you
the
do.
The greatest hits is coming.
In his silky shirt. I'm going to have to send that clip to you, but yeah, I guess the rest of this show, we are waiting patiently as the night is falling upon us, this eve before, I guess this is the eve before the eve before the election.
Yeah.
However the hell you say that, but.
Well, when you're a kid, there's Christmas Eve, you're like, oh man, can I open a present? No.
My parents would wait to wrap the presents and then they'd wrap them, bring them out, and we just rip them open.
No, they would not. No, they would not. Santa. Damn it. So the common sense champion of the week is a little old. It's a very old quote that I stumbled upon, but it supersedes everything that happened this week that was good, mighty, and courageous. It is a quote from the great Thomas Sowell, and it is this. Abraham Lincoln once asked an audience how many legs a dog has if you count the tail as a leg. When the audience answered 5, Lincoln told them that the answer was actually 4. The fact that you call the tail a leg does not make it a leg. So this is Thomas Sowell quoting, I guess, talking about the first president with a beard, who also happens to be a Republican. But you don't get any better than Thomas Sowell. You do not. I'm hoping, I'm praying that we tap into that type of thinking. And, you know, we're seeing this in the world today. We're seeing the furries in schools. We're seeing people that, you know, are being kowtowed to when they say, look, I feel like a pretty woman, even though I'm a burly man.
Burly.
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 I like that word.
It's burly. I like burly. Brawny.
Can I just say, and I'm sure you feel the same way. I'd like to give you a second place common sense champion of the week before the big election.
Absolutely.
To Nick Schroer, who is a common sense champion. The host
He's a common sense man. He works hard. He's got kids. Yes. He's doing his thing. Bust ass in the hot. I've seen his face beat red.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, getting, you know, people know this weather around here. So go out and knock some doors, have some fun. Like, yep.
Well, that's the thing that pisses me off the most about the political smear campaigns is, look, it's one thing to say, hey, he voted this way, he voted that way. But it's another thing to lie about somebody's work ethic, to lie about their work product, especially, and this is our liberal lunatic of the week. Mm-hmm. The liberal lunatic of the week is my opponent. And yes, he's running as a Republican, but he votes like a damn Democrat. He pushes forth lies like a Democrat. And the mailers that he's getting, oh, and mind you, he's being funded by left-wing lobbyists to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yep. And he's using that money, I kid you not, to say that all of my accomplishments, the heartbeat bill, the trigger law, stopping defunding of the police, cutting our taxes, those are all things that I've actually put forth, had my name behind them as the author or the sponsor, and got it to the governor's desk. Worked my ass off to actually address the issues that we the people wanted. But he also wants to say that those are his accomplishments. But he also wants to say, I'm never there. I'm not there. I do nothing. Well, son of a gun, if I wasn't there, you would have no material for your mailers.
Exactly. Think of that.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. So,
I am going to show up August 2nd and shove a size 13. Well, I'll just stop there. I'll stop there and just say we're going to show up and whoop some liberal ass when it comes election day.
And some rhinos before then.
Well, that's the thing that we saw with Project Veritas. They had those videos in Georgia that the Democrats are now admitting, well, under the guise of, you know, the secrecy and the hidden videos, but they're admitting that they have to go and run as Republicans. Because their party is so far out there. And this is something that I've said. I've been called a conspiracy theorist. It is happening in the state of Missouri. We have people, and I'm not talking like you used to be a Democrat like Reagan, like Trump, like my grandpa, when the party was pro-life, pro-tax cut, pro-gun. If you were a Democrat 2 years ago, there's no way you're a conservative now. I can see some of the union members that I know, family members, that were only hung up on that issue, but now they are seeing the bigger picture. But we have people that are voting for the gas tax, like my opponent, voting to allow China to come in and buy Missouri farms, like my opponent, who actually took $40,000 of lobbyist gifts, lobbyist paid vacations, 20 of it was to China.
Wow.
China. Hmm. And then he came back and allowed for China to buy our Missouri farms. That is a so-called Republican. If that is what Republicanism is all about, which it isn't, I want no part of it. But this isn't the Republican Party. The Republican Party was founded to protect the little guy. We were founded to fight against slavery, to stand up and ensure that all men and women are created equal.
That's right. Founded out of necessity.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we are the party that fought against the Jim Crow laws. We are the party that fought against the KKK. We are the party that fought and fought and fought for the civil rights movement, for equal rights for all, that the Democrats continued to take a crap on. And then when they saw the writing on the wall, they tried to usher it through. And that's exactly what we're seeing with these career swamp ass politicians, is they're doing the exact same thing that the Democrats have done year in, year out. It needs to end. I'm praying when we kick off this week that everyone listening can get off your high knees, can look at your bank account, can look at your receipts when you go to the gas station, can look at what's happening in your kids' lives, your kids' curriculum, whether it's the men coming in to play in your daughter's sports. And that is one thing that pisses me off, that we have individuals that are supposed to represent us and our needs, and they're refusing to listen to the moms and dads that are saying, enough. We need to take action and protect our kids, to protect our future, to protect this state. And it's not these damn rhinos that are in bed with the establishment, in bed with the Democrats. It needs to end. I'm praying, not for a red wave. I'm praying, as Eric almost falls out of his seat, I am praying for an enlightening, a renaissance, so to speak, that the core, the heart of the Constitution, the heart of why this nation was founded on Christian principles, because of Christian principles, I'm praying that we have a renaissance, a rebirth, so to speak, of the American dream.
Absolutely. Wow. That was incredible.
That was.
Just to do one thing, and that's just do your research.
Yes.
That's it. Because all the stuff that is being hidden in plain sight, all the stuff that the left, the rhinos, are coming out and saying, it's not even true. I mean, and just with a little bit of research, you can easily uncover it. Mm-hmm. And yet they meet you straight away with anger and hate. They don't even want to listen. You know, they're going to basically hold their breath, stomp their feet, and, you know, take their ball and go home. They don't even want to listen to it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, research, we have phones at our fingertips. We have the internet at our fingertips. We have so many research databases that we can look at, whether it's house.mo.gov, whether it's, you know, the federal databases, to look at what people have done, what they have sponsored, what they have put forth in allegations that so-and-so missed so many votes, which is total BS. I don't know if the FCC will yell at me if I say the actual word, but it's total garbage. Do your own research. Look at these databases. Type in someone's name into Google, Nick Schroer, Missouri, and go to news. And you can see every single piece of legislation that I've authored, that I fought for, that I fought against. And we're going to keep standing. We're going to keep fighting. Stand with us. Get your butts Tuesday to the polls and vote for those liberty-minded candidates. We are jumping into the final round on SR1. It has been a pleasure. Have an incredible week, and we'll see you in Sudden Death Overtime.
The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.